day by day. What was the best summer job you ever had when you were a kid? As this is the last week of school, I'm inviting you to text 1-877-300-7275. Best summer job, Greg in Lumsden said, that's easy. Working for relatives, riding pasture, working cattle, hay, bit of a rodeo lover too. All right, Greg, thanks for that. How about you? 1-877-300-7275. I worked at a number of ice cream stores, now that I think about it, because I mentioned earlier my uncle owned the Milky Way, so I worked there, and then he sold that off, and inevitably, pretty close to where I grew up in Rosemont, the Daisy Dell opened up there, next to Roto's Pizza. Oh, what street is that? It's I've lost it. I used to work there, too. How about you? 1-877-300-7275. I was just talking to my buddy Buzz down the hall from where I work here. He was telling me that last night getting out of work at 5 was just a gong show. Construction really is frustrating around the city. And whether you work downtown or just about any area of the city, you're probably going to walk into some sort of construction cone area. And hey, let's face it, we have a short season. It's got to be done. One of the biggies is Dewdney. And I thought this morning I'd get an update from Lance Donison, executive director for the Regina Warehouse District. Joining me now, Lance, before I go to construction, what was your best summer job? Come on, man. You've been listening.
You know, it was cutting grass. Absolutely. It was getting up early in the mornings, going to my best friend's dad's property management company and cutting lawns in and around Quincy Green and Griffin's Walk, and absolutely loved it.
I can hear that. And you had the best tan too, I bet, didn't you?
We had a great tan back in the day. Yep.
Well, let's get to it here. Has the mayor lived up to his promise that there would be more crews working on Dewdney and they're working longer hours to get it done faster? Have you seen that happen?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true, Greg. I think there's a considerable improvement has happened from last year. Last year, I think they were running 2 crews. This year, I believe we're running, like, our construction partners are running 6 full crews, and things seem to be moving along very well. It's certainly an improvement over last year.
So what's it looking like there now? Can you see much of the future yet when you look at the design? Do the sidewalks look different, the roads? Give us a little picture.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it is a massive, massive project. I honestly encourage anyone in the city to go down, visit one of the Dewdney Avenue businesses and see the size of this project that is happening. I mean, they are 35 feet deep, replacing 120-year-old infrastructure. The size of the materials that is laid down in the yards is absolutely massive. I'm sure you can see them from the Ralco Towers every day, looking out over the yards. You can see the amount of material that's there. And it is progressing. They've got through some of the most difficult portions of the project, some of the things they were worried about. They bored underneath the railway tracks. That is done. It went as scheduled. They encountered some difficulties, but they were able to solve them and move along. And every day, my office is just, it's right on Dewdney Avenue. So I see it and I walk it every day. They're moving, you know, 20 to 30 feet along every day. At the far east end, we're starting to see the surfaces go in. So we're starting to see the boulevard is in, for example, and the sidewalk is in and the pavers are in, and they look great. It's a significant, significant improvement, and it's going to be definitely a distinctive trademark of the Warehouse District is going to be Dewdney Avenue moving forward. I think it's going to be a fantastic looking streetscape once it's complete.
Lance Donison for the Regina Warehouse District. So have local businesses been thriving or just surviving with people perhaps not knowing there's extra parking established in the meantime to shop local? What's going on with local businesses?
Yeah, I think that's a great point. Look, this is a difficult time. I mean, Dewdney is completely closed. People can't access the businesses and the shops the way they used to. It's important that we try to get the message out, and we've been working hard with the city to try to communicate to everyone that the businesses along Dewdney Avenue remain open. The sidewalk remains open along the north side where all the businesses are. There's lots of free parking in the yards, and it's open for business. And we really hope that people will come down and support those businesses to try to see them through to the end of this. And there is light at the end of the tunnel. We're getting close now, so we need to make sure we try to support those local businesses and ensure they're there for next year when we have all these fantastic streetscapes to take advantage of.
And just to be clear, is it entirely going to be done, they hope, by October, or what's the scenario?
Well, that's the plan. And right now, I'm not sure if the construction companies would want me saying this, but as of right now, I think they are on time. They even may be a little bit ahead of schedule, which is encouraging. I mean, that could change. We all know what weather is like in Saskatchewan. That can change at the drop of a hat, right? Just wait 2 minutes for a new forecast. And but as of right now, they are on time. The plan is to be done in the fall. There may be some little touch-ups that need to be done in the spring, like the planting of some trees and that sort of thing. But I mean, the plan is that as of this fall, the street will be open and the sidewalks will all be open.
All right, Lance. Good update. Thanks for weighing in this morning with what's going on Dewdney Construction. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right, what was your favorite summer job here as school breaks free this week? We're talking about those summer jobs we used to have when we were kids. I got a text here from Adam who said that he loved to work in a Miota Regional Park. Had to drive not even a half hour from North Battleford every day, but it was worth it. Making a smaller Saskatchewan park all pretty and on the riding lawnmower. Thank you for sharing that, Adam. I appreciate that. How about you? 1-877-300-7275. Best summer job you ever had. Joining me now, Andrew Shepherd from the 980 CJME Newsroom, who blew my mind this morning. I never knew you worked at Tim Hortons.
I did. I worked in a food court one and like a dying mall that shut down. And then I moved and became the baker at a couple Tim Hortons a little bit.
I can't believe you didn't become a franchise owner and avoid this whole broadcast.
No, that was just to get my just to get things started in life. And I moved on from there. And and my favorite summer job, though, was when I first got into radio going to school. The college, that Conestoga College that I went to, hired 4 students during the summer to operate the radio station.
Oh, yeah.
And so I got paid to kind of through school doing that job in the summer. And so that's when I first
different time, wasn't it? You got paid back then, but we hardly get any pay now. Shep, you know what? One time, too, one of my other favorite jobs, besides working in the Milky Way and ice cream, I was a salad bar cheater spotter at Ponderosa Restaurants, where you got the salad bar free if you bought a Coke. But people would try to go back a second time, and that wasn't allowed.
and you put a stop to it.
It was part of my job. Let's see here. Oh, listen to this. The president of the United States is mad.
We basically have two countries that have been fighting so long and so hard that they don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
What has brought this on?
So last night he announced a ceasefire between Israel and Iran, now he's saying that Israel, both Israel and Iran, violated that ceasefire. Israel says Iran fired about 2 hours after the ceasefire came into effect. Iran denies that. Israel vowed to retaliate, and Donald Trump is very upset with both sides about all this, trying to get this ceasefire to hold. So that was him speaking this morning at the White House as he was leaving to go to the NATO summit in Europe. But trying to get that under control. Then he went on Twitter on Truth Social and said a message to Israel saying, "Turn your pilots around. Don't put any more bombs. We got to stop this." And it seems that everyone's stopped for now. Maybe the ceasefire might be back in place for now.
Okay, and our Saskatchewan Crown Corporations. Well, normally each one does it on a separate day, but they just dropped everything yesterday on us from Saskatoon about how the corporations are doing. Have we weeded out through all of this information to find some facts?
Yeah, one of the biggest things you need to know is that your power bill is going up. We don't know when or by how much, but the president and CEO says rates will have to go up as Sask Power reports lower profits and is continuing a lot of spending to keep up the infrastructure, the aging infrastructure, to keep power going in this province. So that's coming down the line. Prepare to pay more for power. SaskTel facing some stiff competition, more customers switching away, not as many people having landline phones or cable services. I think the number was 14,000 customers dropped that. So the basic package that it offers will have to be altered in the future, says SaskTel.
Okay, more at cjme.com and still ahead with Shep himself. Thank you, Andrew Shepherd from the 980 CJME Newsroom at 6:58. is it. Last few days of school. Congratulations to Martin, F.W. Johnson, Tom, I believe, getting their diplomas today in grad ceremonies. Turning sunny now, just in time for these last few days of school. I know tomorrow is the last day of school for Regina Public School students. Staff is finished on Friday. Catholic school system, I believe, out tomorrow, too. I was checking Moose Jaw and Karenport. From what I can tell on the calendar, last day of school is Thursday there. And in Balgonie, last day of school Friday. So it's kind of scattered, but the majority off as of tomorrow. And with the weather now looking better, thoughts are turning to summer vacation, heading to the lake, spending an afternoon perhaps at the outdoor pool with the kids. Barbecuing a lot more, and man, Canada Day next week. With school getting out this week, I hear a lot of parents talking about taking Monday off. It's not a stat. Tuesday's the stat for Canada Day, a week from today. So I hear a lot of people taking Monday off to start their summer vacation with the kids. Maybe head out to the lake or do some camping right off the top here, too. But a week from today, Canada Day, and Wascana Park is going to be pretty fun by the looks of it. They have got Harlequin giving a free concert, and also Jake Vandalin and the Sturgeon River Boys. I saw those guys a couple of years ago on concert, and wasn't my kind of music, but I was highly entertained. Jake is a hugely entertaining young man that I think will blow a lot of people's minds if you see him for free before Harlequin on Canada Day, a week from today. Fireworks. 10:30, they suggest, on Canada Day, too. I'm talking this morning about, with school getting out, perhaps a different generation. My parents, they just pushed my brothers and I out the door and said, hey, go find a job. Summer's here. You need some extra cash? Don't ask me anymore. So we would find part-time jobs. And my youngest now, she babysits a lot and doesn't mind doing so because she has a rather large habit at Sephora, if you know what I mean. If you have young girls in your household, you know what I'm talking about. So, hey, that's on you. But she does a great job at catching as many babysitting hours. When I was a kid, well, my buddies, some of them were camp counselors. A lot of them were riding the lawnmower. And not a riding lawnmower back in the day. They weren't quite as prominent as just the old-fashioned gas lawnmower. But a lot of my buddies worked in city parks. Best gig I had.
Ice cream!
Milky Way, Victoria Avenue, worked there on limited hot fudge sundaes, bottomless milkshakes. I had a summer tan and a sugar high by mid-July. My uncle owned the joint, so I loved working for my Uncle George. Great guy. He was very generous, especially when I may or may not have shortchanged him to give free ice cream cones to my high school crush at the time. I'd be like, no, it's on the house. Spoiler, didn't work. She married a guy who actually, as I was working at the Milky Way, he was working at 7-Eleven, so she must have liked the Slurpee machine more than my ice cream because she wound up marrying him. Anyhow, the Milky Way was a great gig, and I worked for a couple weekends at the Cinema 6 Drive-In. That was awesome, too, because there was a lot of movies that were restricted at 18 that I wasn't supposed to see, but because I worked there, I got to see them, and yeah, my buddies would ask me, hey, do you mind getting us in for free? Well, of course, load up in the back of the trunk, and I just ignored it. Probably why I only lasted a couple weekends there. I mentioned how my brother had probably one of the coolest jobs, but my oldest brother moved away from home at a very young age, and he wound up living in Calgary. And I remember him telling us how he worked at the Calgary Zoo for a short time. I say short time because he accidentally let one of the peacocks escape. And it wound up finding a neighborhood backyard of a little old lady with those plastic pink flamingos in the backyard. And apparently the peacock, well, defiled her fake flamingo at some point. And that lost him his summer job at the zoo. But yeah, bottom line, summer jobs, I think, teaches responsibility, a little humility, and in my case, how not to flirt with someone over a milkshake. But nonetheless, what was your favorite summer job?
I know it's out of fashion, and a trifle uncool, but I can't help it, I'm a romantic fool. It's a habit of mine.
Well, growing up, if you're you're a longtime listener of this show. You know I'm local. You know, as a kid, we had a cabin on Echo Lake. That song immediately makes me think of all the fun there. But as I grew older and when school was out, you had to get a summer job. I worked in the Milky Way. My uncle owned that. He sold that off. A few years later, he owned the Daisy Dell, not far from where I lived in Rosemont. And then one of my other uncles bought it a couple of years later and called it the Moose Shop. But Evan Bray joining me now. So
I was never an ice cream scooper.
Well,
I was an ice cream eater.
But what did you do? What was your favorite summer job?
I worked for an electrician. Most of my main years of summer employment, I worked for Ernie Vigilak in Belcare, Saskatchewan, as an electrician's helper.
And could
yard lights, ceiling fans, you name it, we did it.
I did not know that you were a one-time an electrician. Could you do my basement? I mean, you know, it's framed.
Well, do you want it to be permitted?
Could we skirt around that if you did it?
I love the word skirt. Can we just sidestep that?
Oh, yeah, so that was the biggie.
Yeah,
I thought for sure you'd say, oh, mowing grass out
well,
in Aber.
I did that as like a 12-year-old, 11-year-old kid. I did lots of that just with people
well, that's
in
what
town.
I'm talking about. Yeah, prime young
I did
kid
those
jobs.
And I actually worked when I was 15 years old for Ron's Bearing Shop in Belcare.
A lot of plugs going there.
And listen, well, it's not there anymore, but towards the end of summer, of course, harvest is starting up, and they asked me would I stay on for the first week of school. So I missed the first week of school in grade 10.
You were that smart.
Well, why did my parents let me do that? There's lots of rumors. Evan's quitting school to work in the bearing shop.
If only, what could have been, huh? If only. Well, let's have a listen. Here's the latest from President Trump this morning. He's not happy.
We basically have two countries that have been fighting so long and so hard that they don't know what the they're doing. Do you understand that?
Pretty blunt. Don't recall ever hearing a president. I'd be quite as blunt, but he was jubilant yesterday evening when he announced a ceasefire between Israel and Iran, but that's gone to pot by the sounds of
it. You know what? I think the U.S. stepping in this case, which we saw happen over the weekend, is bringing about a quicker resolution to this than we would have seen had they not done it. We would have seen these two countries battering each other. We would have seen more civilian casualties. Even though we've seen a bit of a breach of this ceasefire early on, I do think this is going to get us to, the latest state of peace between these two countries way quicker than we would
and
have
and we've
had
seen
they not
that even
in.
From some of Trump's now enemies, right? Like John Bolton, his former national security advisor, had said this was a good move by Trump.
Yeah.
Chris Christie, was in his corner and no longer, but even he said, so there is some good to this, but ceasefire, will it stick?
Will it stick? I'm really curious to hear the thoughts of my first guest this morning. So General Rick Hillier, who we've had on the show many times, he's the former Canadian Chief of Defense Staff, so as high as it gets with the Canadian Armed Forces. He'll be joining us this morning at 8:30, and we'll talk a bit about the move that the U.S. made. Does this get us closer to a ceasefire? What's Canada's role, if any? Just stay quiet and off to the side. We'll have that discussion with General Hillier this morning.
And you're going to be chatting about cybersecurity?
Yeah, so a little different than what we've done before, because before we've talked about don't click on suspicious links in texts and emails. This is the case where you've entrusted another company with your information. So, you know, Google login or Facebook, or recently 23andMe had their information compromised. So I've got a cybersecurity expert on talking about the threats that are out there, what the implications can be, and how you can protect yourself.
All right. And before I let you go, I wanted to get your opinion. As a former police chief, I heard the YWCA over there in the Cathedral area right now. Some locals are not happy about what's going on there. There's some trespassing, there's some drug use, but not much can be done now, can there?
Well, I think this is part of the site assessments that need to occur when you move a facility into a neighborhood. The facility is providing a whole bunch of what I would call frontline social service type of supports to people with a lot of real complex social challenges. We've seen this happen on 11th Avenue in downtown Regina. This is why people were worried about that emergency shelter that was stood up in the old Eagles Club. So this sort of thing does happen. Businesses and residents can be affected, and typically there needs to be a multi-agency response to it. The Regina Police Service would play a role, but I'm not necessarily shocked to hear residents saying, they're seeing an increase in the number of challenges in the area.
See, Jamie, news time now is 728. Evan Bray is back at 830.